Nolte, Daniel Radcliffe, Eddie Redmayne mansplained being a woman to J.K. Rowling. By John Nolte on June 10, 2020. Two men, actors Eddie Redmayne and Daniel Radcliffe, are mansplaining what it means to be a woman to J.K. Rowling, who actually is a woman. Rowling, of course, is the author behind the insanely popular Harry Potter series and the insanely popular movie franchise based on them. Radcliffe starred as Harry Potter in all 900 of those endlessly tedious movies. Rowling is also the creator and screenwriter behind Fantastic Beasts, a Harry Potter spin-off franchise, which stars Redmayne. And now Radcliffe and Redmayne have publicly turned on Rowling for the crime of wrongthink. You see, Rowling, a Brit who has supported the left-wing Labour Party, refuses to cave to all this ludicrous, anti-science transgender nonsense. This idea that we must accept that a biological man can become a woman simply by announcing himself as a woman and vice versa. The whole idea is wacko and destructive, not only to societal norms, but to the individual in question. What I mean is, transgender people do not need to be patronized like your uncle who believes he's Napoleon. Transgender people do not need to mutilate themselves with devastating hormone therapy and sex change surgeries. What these poor souls require is compassionate and intense mental health counseling. Anyway, Rowling has been under attack for her perfectly rational and compassionate opinion on this for quite a while now. Back in December she, gasp, dared to defend a British woman who was fired for merely expressing her belief in biological sex. Dress however you please. Call yourself whatever you like, Rowling tweeted. Sleep with any consenting adult who'll have you. Live your best life in peace and security. But force women out of their jobs for stating that sex is real? Hashtag I stand with Maya hashtag this is not a drill. In other words, live and let live. If some guy wants to change his name to Gwyneth, wear a dress, and refer to himself as she, who cares? Knock yourself out. But that's not good enough anymore. The woke Taliban demand that anyone who doesn't share in your Napoleonic delusion must be cancelled and slapped with a scarlet letter. Rowling upset the woke Taliban again this week when responding to a ridiculous, anti-science news story about people who menstruate. Well, only biological women menstruate, including those who call themselves men, and Rowling pointed that out in a series of tweets. People who menstruate. I'm sure there used to be a word for those people. Someone help me out. Wumpen? Wimpened? Wumud? She added. If sex isn't real, there's no same-sex attraction. If sex isn't real, the lived reality of women globally is erased. I know and love trans people, but erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many to meaningfully discuss their lives. It is in hate to speak the truth. The idea that women like me, who've been empathetic to trans people for decades, feeling kinship because they're vulnerable in the same way as women, e.g., to male violence, hate trans people because they think sex is real and has lived consequences, is nonsense. And now Mr. Radcliffe and Mr. Redmayne have decided to mansplain to Ms. Rowling what it means to be a woman. Mr. Redmayne to Ms. Rowling. As someone who has worked with both J.K. Rowling and members of the trans community, I wanted to make it absolutely clear where I stand. Trans women are women, trans men are men and non-binary identities are valid. Mr. Radcliffe to Ms. Rowling. Transgender women are women. Naturally, GLAAD is already attacking Rowling over this. The Harry Potter book burning cannot be far behind. With the woke Taliban so emboldened these days, don't be surprised if Hollywood blacklists Rowling entirely. But good on her. She is exactly the kind of hero we need right now. A true talent and voice to speak truth to these illiberal fascists. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.